To say Cambridge's Ben Ortmans is all in on the goal of becoming a professional wrestler would be a massive understatement. In fact, he's never envisioned himself doing anything else. I don't remember ever liking anything other than wrestling as a kid, Ortmans said. All of my first memories, and memories in general, revolve around wrestling. I was so enamored with it as a kid, I knew there was no other options for me. I was going to become a professional wrestler. I had no option B, it was option A or bust. Well, option A has worked out pretty well so far for the co-owner of Crossbody Wrestling Studios on Argyle Street N, as he's climbed the ladder all the way to World Wrestling Entertainment, the biggest name in the industry. I've been very fortunate to have had the opportunity to work for the WWE numerous times post-pandemic, Ortmans said. I was actually the first Canadian they brought back to work as an extra at the beginning of the year. On WWE's latest Canadian tour, Ortmans got the call and it was no small assignment. During a show in Montreal, he wrestled with superstar Ronda Rousey. In what should have been a nerve-wracking experience, Ortmans remembers feeling right at home. It was a surreal experience, and at the same time felt right, he said. I found out that she was going to toss me around and then give me an armbar. I remember right before going out wondering why I wasn't nervous. Once I got out in front of that audience, everything just felt right. It felt like I was supposed to be there. There was absolutely zero imposter syndrome running through my body. Whatever it is in life that we all search for, I found that night. Working with Rousey may have been made easier due to a chance encounter a few years earlier. While working for WWE in Toronto one night, Ortmans recalls getting some heart-shattering news and was on the verge of a breakdown heading to his car after the show. That's when Rousey stepped into the elevator and could tell something was off with her coworker. Long story short, she stuck around with me for about 45 minutes and just talked to me, Ortmans recalls. Literally, talked me through a nervous breakdown. This complete stranger that she met in an elevator, she spent 45 minutes with while her husband waited for her in their rental truck. So to get to wrestle with her live on SmackDown on Fox, with my hero Pat McAfee doing commentary for me getting arm-barred by Ronda Rousey, it was a complete dream come true for me. In a company that has produced wrestling icons like The Undertaker, The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, Ortmans wants to put his name among the elites in the business. Having already achieved a taste of the pinnacle of the profession, he's prepared to do whatever it takes to stay. My future goals are to get hired to wrestle full-time, or to coach and produce full-time, he said. Ideally, I'd love the opportunity to do all of those with the WWE. I absolutely love pro wrestling and would welcome the opportunity to do what I love with any large company, but WWE is my goal.